This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program here. The second hour of what has actually been... This is number, what, hour number five for you, I think, Aria? You guys have been here.
Starting number five.
Yeah, since 4 o'clock Eastern time today, thereabouts. And we're going late into the night tonight, actually going to be doing a New Year's Eve, a proper New Year's Eve episode of Free Talk Live, since we historically have always had to stop the show at 10 o'clock, because we've historically just been a radio show. About a month and a half ago, we launched our after shows on Twitch, Twitch only, where there's no FCC censorship. And so we get to talk about,
There's Twitch censorship.
There are Twitch censors, yeah, but they don't censor quite as much as the FCC. So we can get a little deeper into topics that we otherwise couldn't and say things that we otherwise couldn't.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that from 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So after our radio show on twitch.lrn.fm all the way into 2019. So we will ring in the new year together here on Free Talk Live, I think for the first time in the history of Free Talk Live. So that'll be kind of fun.
We did it last year because we're on till midnight.
Oh, really? Was it a Sunday? It must have been a Sunday night.
Yeah,
right?
It was a Sunday night.
Okay, right on. So
you were... I was on until 11.
Mm. And you weren't physically here at that point either.
No.
So I was on
Central Time.
Oh,
right.
You were still
so it wasn't
Mississippi.
The New Year where you were.
You weren't physically here either, were you?
Yeah, I was physically here.
Yeah. They moved back in September of 2017.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Back when Mosque opened up, I think, probably early December or late November.
Early December.
Yeah.
Because we actually got into the building Thanksgiving weekend. And then we had at least another 2 weeks of renovating we had to do.
Yep. Of course, still not over yet, but nonetheless.
No, we still got stuff we need to do. I want to put some insulation in a few places.
Yep.
Floors are kind of cold. We want to warm the building up, lower our energy consumption costs, kind of green the mosque up, so to speak, for as much as you can for a building that's like 200 years old. So, we're going to try to make a 200-year-old building green as much as we can. And, we're doing what we can do a little at a time.
Exactly.
Every day is a process.
So you can check out more of Will and Aria, of course, on their show, The Call to Freedom, which you can go to calltofreedomlive.com and check out their website there. It's available every single day. You guys have a podcast version of the show.
We do.
Live.
If you go to the website, you can find it. Plus, we're on Twitch. We've also got a YouTube archive that you can go check out if you want to.
Yeah, we're all on the same Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Though, Aria, you do have your own gaming channel. On occasion. What do you like? Once a week? Once every other week?
It's more rare than that lately. I've streamed since like October.
Do you have to be in a mood? Because I know you still play games. Like you work and everything, but you still play games. So like, do you have to be in a certain mood to where?
Well, it is certainly more effort to stream something on Twitch.
Yeah,
I can't just lay back at the bed and play my Switch or something.
I see what you
know. I have to sit up. And
right.
You got to look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow on Call to Freedom, we're actually going to have like one of the biggest viral stories that you've seen out in the last week. A lady had an absolute freak out at the GameStop. Well, a transgendered person had an absolute freak
customer
out.
Or employee?
Customer. Threatened the guy behind the counter a number of times.
Caused property damage.
Yeah. And we are the first media outlet to get her tomorrow exclusively on the Call to Freedom.
Wow.
We are going to have, what's her name?
Tiffany.
We're going to have Tiffany, the GameStop lady.
Now, did y'all play that? Audio on the air?
No, you cannot play that audio.
We can tonight.
No,
that's true. We can tonight.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, on the after show.
It'll be a teaser. We'll tease it for...
There you go, yeah.
Play the full audio for a teaser for the interview.
You definitely couldn't play it on Free Talk Live either.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for this.
Let's not forget this. We've
got
to make sure that we're going to be distracted tonight, I'm sure, in the after show. Because, it's a little more fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of thing when we do the after show. There's like not...
Oh, so now you get to know what it's like to do the Call to Freedom just without Without cussing.
You mean with cussing?
What?
Well, no, Call to Freedom, we can't cuss.
That's what I'm saying.
You can. You just have to mute yourself.
Yeah, to mute yourself.
Well, if you listen carefully,
if you listen carefully, you might be able to hear in the background, because the other mic might still pick up, even if you're yelling the F word loud enough or something like that, and you hit the mute button on your mic.
Aria doesn't usually scream the F word.
You don't. A lot of times you censor yourself.
Yeah.
I've seen. So we were talking in the last hour. We got started on a story about the internet being a fake place, as far as there is apparently $36 million worth of faked ads.
Well, I'm confused by this whole thing, to be honest, because everything on the internet is fake. I mean, that's
what
my definition.
What do you mean by
it's
that?
It's virtual reality for all intents and purposes.
It's all an illusion.
Sure.
I mean, what is the difference between interacting with a human being with whom you've never met over the internet and interacting with a bot?
The difference
over the internet.
Is people want the humans to buy something. They want the humans to see the ads, so they will eventually go and purchase the thing they see in the ad.
But for ordinary people,
they haven't got bots yet that are sophisticated enough to buy and then ask for a refund 3 days later, so that they get mixed in with all the other purchases that are made, and they never know where it came from.
Yeah. So the advertisers, they want some kind of results. You know, they want to be able to.
All
not
you
only
programmers
see,
out there, there's a there's a business idea for you.
Because when you see as an advertiser, you say, "Oh, well, this podcast gets this many audio impressions, this many people listen." Well, we really want them to be listening to the show.
All our likes are fake.
This isn't about stroking, our ego. It's about we want to actually reach an audience with a message. Now, in our case, we care about the message of liberty, but we also have advertisers that would also like our audience to hear their message and consider their products. And if it turns out that that's fake, well, if we knew it, then that's fraud on our part.
Sure.
In this case, the people who are being victimized were the people who were buying the ads on these platforms. And I don't know exactly all the details of which websites or on which sites these were showing up, but
what is the actual success rate of someone clicking an ad and going through and actually buying the product?
Very poor.
I mean, it would have to be, right?
It's very poor. Probably, I don't know if it's as bad, but it's probably in the same range as like direct mail. You know, all these dumb junk mail ads that you get in the mail, because mail still exists. Young people, this is this old thing that's going out of style. But you still get these ads in the mail, especially if you're in the political scene, like the libertarian parties and, the gun owners associations. All these different organizations are constantly sending fundraising letters, and they're trying to pitch you. And it's usually like, we're in a battle against the Democrats, or we're in the battle against the Republicans, and we got to keep fighting. And then they need more money. How many people does that actually work on? What percentage of their list of, let's say they're sending it to 5,000 recipients, what percentage can you actually expect that is going to cut you a check back? I bet you it's under 1%. It's probably much less.
Well, Ron Paul did it back in 2012. It worked. Or 2008. No, it would have been 2012. And I sent him some money.
Absolutely.
But that was Ron Paul.
Yeah. Well, it's going to work on some people, and Ron Paul might be statistically more likely to be working because he's an actual success story, and people can get excited by him. But, and I'm not going to say it's exactly the same as direct mail, but I feel like in my mind that that's not that much more effective. Like, you're still going to only reach, you might reach a large number of people, but you're only going to affect a very small portion of them. And, of course, then there's also branding-style advertising where you're not expecting a direct result. Like, if you're trying to sell a specific product at a specific time, that's one thing. Like, if there's a sale on or there's a new product that you're offering, then the other thing is just kind of putting it out there of what your brand is, why your brand is the best.
Like you Apple want, and Starbucks branding.
You're drinking a Pepsi here tonight. They're not an advertiser, but, they might have paid for that product placement or something like that.
I would love for Pepsi to pay us for their product placement.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They get it for free
real.
Every day.
So does Dunkin' Donuts.
That's the idea.
Even though it's usually the coffee from home that's in the cup.
Well, now they've changed their name. They're now Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
So you'd actually have to know
to appeal
what the
to younger people.
Well, why are they called Dunkin' if there's two D's? Because I just bought this a brand new cup.
They must have put it on clearance or something like that.
No, they just got them.
Made the change yet. I thought they had announced.
There's a few of them. There's a few of the stores in New Hampshire that just says Dunkin' on the sign out front. Now, the sign on the building wasn't updated yet.
This is one of the first Dunkin' Donuts ever.
Kikin?
Yeah, the one right here, in front of your, right next to,
the
studio. Yeah. They have a big thing up that tells when they bought it in the 60s and everything.
We got more coming up franchises. About fake stuff on the internet. Fake clicks, fake viewers. Apparently, it's pretty prevalent. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Apparently, we're being told we're jumping the shark tonight, and I have to say I'm also curious as to why that is. With you in the studio here, by the way, you've got Ian.
Are you?
And Will.
We're doing Free Talk Live, and of course you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want, and we've also got the Discord on here. Call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. Will is not used to the new microphone.
I hate it. I'm used to being in the driver's seat.
Well, we're here. Things are a little different tonight. You guys are the hosts of the Call to Freedom. This is Free Talk Live. It's open phones, as it always is here, and we're going to be doing a little bit later on tonight an actual New Year's Eve after show, what we call Freer Talk Live. And so welcome to the final episode of 2018. 2019 starting, well, it's already started in some time zones, but here in the Eastern time zone has not yet done so.
And it's so, New Year's in England already.
We're talking about, that's right, we are talking about fakery on the internet, metrics being fake. This story from New York Magazine, they just revealed a $36 million fraud scheme where advertisers were being duped into thinking their videos and ads were being shown on big name websites. Turns out it was actually just being shown privately to a botnet that was being run purportedly by the advertising company. So it says here that take something as simple as how we measure web traffic. Metrics should be the most real thing on the internet. They're accountable, trackable, and verifiable, and their existence undergirds the advertising business that drives our biggest social and search platforms. Yet not even Facebook, the world's greatest data-gathering organization, seems able to produce genuine figures. In October, small advertisers filed suit against the social media giant, accusing it of covering up for a year its significant overstatements of the time that users spent watching videos on its platform. So apparently Facebook was overstating by 60 to 80%, or excuse me, Facebook says it was by 60 to 80%. The plaintiffs say they were overstating 150 to 900%. According to an exhaustive list at MarketingLand over the past 2 years, Facebook has admitted to misreporting the reach of posts on Facebook pages in two different ways: the rate at which viewers complete ad videos and the average time spent reading its instant articles. The amount of referral traffic from Facebook to external websites, the number of views that videos receive via Facebook's mobile site, and the number of video views in the instant articles. Can we still trust the metrics? After the inversion, which the idea of the inversion, for those of you just tuning in, was when the sort of the analytics, the bot, the algorithms that determine whether or not a viewer on a website is a bot or an actual human being, that they would begin to believe that the bots are humans simply because there are so many bots on the internet. That's the idea of the inversion, as I understood it.
Well, I mean, to hear anybody on in social media say it, if you don't like Trump, you're automatically a bot. So I'm going to say three quarters of the internet
NPC.
Is bots. Yeah.
So after the inversion, what's the point? Even when we put our faith in their accuracy, there's something not quite real about them. My favorite statistic, writes the Intelligence here, New York Magazine, of this year was Facebook's claim that 75 million people watched at least a minute of Facebook Watch videos every day. Though, as Facebook admitted, the 60 seconds in that 1 minute didn't need to be watched consecutively. So they watched a total of 60 seconds of video in 1 day, but they weren't all the same video.
Oh.
Right. So their user might have watched 5 seconds here, 10 seconds there, whatever.
Mm.
So real videos, real people, but fake minutes. The people are fake, says Intelligencer, and maybe we shouldn't even assume that the people are real. Over at YouTube, the business of buying and selling video views is flourishing, as The Times reminded readers with a lengthy investigation in August. The company says only a tiny fraction of its traffic is fake. But fake subscribers are enough of a problem that the site recently undertook a purge of spam accounts. I remember seeing the notice when I went into Facebook that there might be some disruptions in your view counts. As they were telling me as a channel owner, because I run the Free Keen YouTube channel, that your subscription numbers may be dropping because we're going to get rid of fake subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that I put any fake subscribers in there. I didn't do that. But
sure.
Some algorithm out there may have done that. Fake subscribers are enough of a problem. They purged the spam accounts in mid-December. These days, the Times found you can buy 5,000 YouTube views, 30 seconds of a video, by the way, counts as a view, for as low as $15.
Well, what they're seeing right now a lot of is they have these like farms and view farms in places like Pakistan, where, I mean, these people they're making a living doing this. You know, I mean, these people otherwise would be, you know, pretty
dirt
bad
poor.
Off. Yeah. So, and what they do, the reason why Free Talk Live or Free Keen or whatever has some fakes in with there is because they have to do that.
And honestly, I don't know. I haven't even looked at the numbers.
What they've learned is that to beat the algorithms, what they have to do is if they get a contract, say, you know, Bob's Bits wants 5,000 hits on their videos. They have to go to other ones periodically and subscribe to them too, or they'll
look real.
And so, even if these are real human beings that are making these clicks, but they're still fake.
They're just not watching. They can't even understand the videos.
Yeah, they're not. It's just about subscribing. Yeah. And it's the same, because they're coming from the same IP address.
It looks like we didn't go down. I'd just like to say, I'm just checking the Free Keen channel right now. It looks like we didn't go down.
But a lot of this stuff is coming from Pakistan. It's coming from Indonesia. It's coming from these impoverished countries that these big companies contract people there to do the liking and stuff. To fool the bots. By using humans is an easy way to fool the software, because you really are using a human.
Putting a bunch of phones in front of them or whatever. And
yep.
So, in fact, this actually gets into that a little bit here. It says that, again, you can buy 5,000 YouTube views for as low as $15.
Yep.
And often customers are led to believe the views they purchase come from real people. More likely, though, they come from bots. On some platforms, video views and app downloads can be forged in lucrative industrial counterfeiting operations. If you want a picture of what the inversion looks like, find a video of what they call a click farm. Hundreds of individual smartphones arranged in rows on shelves or racks in professional-looking offices, each watching the same video or downloading the same app. This is obviously not real human traffic, but what would real human traffic look like? The inversion gives rise to some odd philosophical quandaries. If a Russian troll using a Brazilian man's photograph to masquerade as an American Trump supporter watches a video on Facebook, is that view real?
Called it. I knew they were going to say something about Russian trolls and Trump supporters.
Not only do we have bots masquerading as humans and humans masquerading as other humans, but also sometimes humans masquerading as bots, pretending to be... Now, this is a new idea for me. Artificial intelligence personal assistants like Facebook's M, in order to help tech companies appear to possess cutting-edge AI. We even have whatever CGI Instagram influencer Lil Miquella is, a fake human with a real body, fake face, and a real influence. What is Lil Miquella? Is this one of these artificial intelligence chatters on the internet? One of these artificial intelligence tweeters? We'll have to look into that. Toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about internet fakery. Well, it's harder. It's still hard to fake video, but you can do that. But we're actually really here tonight if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and President Trump took to Twitter saying that he campaigned on border security, and he said you can't have that without a strong and powerful wall. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Rokita tells Fox News he believes the Democrats are playing politics with the president and border security.
The idea that a Democrat who loves to spend money every chance he gets now has a problem means this is just about politics.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to run for the White House in 2020. Warren joins what may be a very crowded field on the Democratic side of things, and she says the more the merrier.
We have a strong and growing group of Democrats who are making these arguments, who are fighting these fights. That's how we build a movement. We do it together.
Warren was speaking there outside her $2 million home in Massachusetts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One place you're not going to find a bunch of spam as far as the user-created content is over at liberty.menu. That's where libertarians have for a long time have wanted to have a platform where they can promote their business as, you know, letting folks know that it's a liberty-friendly business. That's where you can go to liberty.menu and get started. It's free. You just submit whatever items you want to the site, and they can be, you know, your different projects, the different businesses that you have. If you're a digital content creator, you can submit your content there over at liberty.menu. You can also, if you are, for instance, a events coordinator, let's say you're putting something together like the upcoming Fort Fest 2019, you can put that up on there as well. Whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you want other libertarians to know that you're doing, get it up over there over at liberty.menu. It's free, so try it out. Liberty.menu. If you're a libertarian, if you're not, you really don't belong there. So you do need to be an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. But if you do, then you qualify. To use liberty.menu, we're talking about all kinds of fakery on the internet. The story coming from the Intelligencer over at New York Magazine and talking about the fake humans, the humans pretending they're other humans, fake robots pretending they're humans, even saying there are humans pretending to be robots on the internet as well. The Atlantic reports that non-CGI human influencers are posting fake sponsored content. That is content meant to look like content that's meant to look authentic for free to attract attention from brand reps who they hope will pay them real money. The money is usually real. Not always. Ask someone who enthusiastically got into cryptocurrency this time last year, but often enough to be an engine of the inversion. If the money's real, why does anything else need to be? Earlier this year, the writer and artist Jenny O'Dell began to look into an Amazon reseller that had bought goods from other Amazon resellers and resold them, again, on Amazon, at higher prices. O'Dell discovered an elaborate network of fake price gouging and copyright stealing businesses connected to the cult-like evangelical church whose followers resurrected Newsweek in 2013 as a zombie search engine optimized spam farm. This is just bizarre.
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently. You remember
what
Newsweek?
Church?
It's not clear which evangelical
Newsweek.
Church.
Newsweek was a magazine.
It was.
Oh, it's gone?
They ended. And apparently, some evangelical church brought it back as a zombie search engine optimized spam farm. She visited a strange bookstore operated by the resellers in San Francisco and found a stunted concrete reproduction of the dazzlingly phony storefronts that she'd encountered on Amazon, arranged haphazardly with best-selling books, plastic tchotchkes, and beauty products apparently bought from wholesalers. She said, at some point, I began to feel like I was in a dream, or that I was half awake, unable to distinguish the virtual from the real, the local from the global, a product from a Photoshop image, the sincere from the insincere.
Welcome to the internet.
The only site that gives me that dizzying sensation of unreality as often as Amazon does is YouTube, which plays host to weeks' worth of inverted, inhuman content, TV episodes that have been mirror-flipped to avoid copyright takedowns, because the YouTube algorithms will detect a certain video signature as, this is copyrighted movie X. But if you reverse the video...
I watched Hercules in reverse when it
did
came
Did you
out.
Really?
By the Rock. Yeah, the Hercules of the Rock. I watched it on my TV
wow.
in full size, just flipped, and it didn't bother me a bit that I couldn't read the credits, you know? The Rock was in it. Who
you
cares
could still hear the audio.
Yeah.
The audio was still good.
Well, sometimes they blow it up, too. They reverse it, and they blow it up really big.
That would annoy the hell out of me.
That I can't do.
Yeah.
My kids will watch Polar Express like that.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you got to turn that stuff off. It's giving me a headache.
So apparently these mirror videos are right next to huckster vloggers flogging merchandise who air next to anonymously produced videos that are ostensibly for children. An animated video of Spider-Man and Elsa from Frozen riding tractors is not, you know, not real. Some poor soul animated it and gave voice to its actors, and I have no doubt that some number, dozens, hundreds, millions, sure, why not, of kids have sat and watched it and found some mystifying occult enjoyment in it. But it's certainly not official.
My kids watch the stupidest stuff on the internet, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen the Breakfast Burrito song. The video.
I don't know.
You have to, because we play it on the show all the time now. Yeah. I love it. And that whole thing, they love the...
Is it just some bizarre thing?
They sing songs about tacos and nachos and burritos and pizza and chicken nuggets, you know, like stuff that kids like. And they sing these fun little dance songs or like power ballads and stuff. And they're hilarious.
It used to be Barney on PBS, but now there's so many more...
You've got the
options.
Ryan, the little boy that opens, eggs and Kinder eggs and toys and just plays with toys. He now has his own toy line.
The kid
makes, like, $37 million a year.
Wow.
To play with toys on the
video.
Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day, he gets a big plastic egg filled with crap, and he opens it up. And my kids go bananas because he's like, I got a whole case of Kinder eggs. And he just opens them all and takes all the toys out of them and goes, look at all the toys from the Kinder eggs.
Is it true they legalized Kinder eggs in the United States?
Yes, they're back. They're in Walmart now.
Yeah. What is a Kinder egg? Oh, you've not heard of these. They used to be prohibited in the United States. You'd have to get them in Canada. And I think it was illegal to sneak them across the border.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to have them. We used to buy them at the Muslim stores because they would buy them over there and then smuggle them into the U.S. and sell them on the counter.
Isn't it an egg with a toy in it? I've never actually...
It's an egg that's a chocolate egg, and inside the chocolate egg is a plastic egg. And inside the plastic egg is either a toy or a little thing with a toy inside of it.
Right, and so the claim was that kids are going to choke on these.
Yeah.
So therefore...
Well, like,
banned.
At Walmart, you can get them with princesses, Disney princesses, and Star Wars now. So I guess Disney had the clout that they brought them back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because all the Kinder Eggs that I see here in the States are Disney... licensed toys inside of them.
So, yeah, it's been a long time that those have been prohibited. I don't know how long it's been, but I remember hearing about that.
Now they've got another company that makes them, and they do, like, My Little Pony. They do all the other ones. It's called Wonder Balls. Wonder Balls. That's the one, the other one, right?
All right, let's continue with more of the fakery here on the Internet. So it says here, these videos aren't official, and it's hard watching it on screen as an adult to understand where it came from and what it means that the view count beneath it is continually ticking up. These, at least, are mostly bootleg videos of popular fictional characters, i.e. counterfeit unreality. Counterfeit reality is still more difficult to find, for now. In January of 2018, an anonymous Redditor created a relatively easy-to-use desktop application, implementation of deepfakes, and I actually have a different article about these. The now infamous technology that uses artificial intelligence image processing to replace one face in a video with another, putting, say, a politician over a porn star. A recent academic paper from researchers at the graphics card company NVIDIA demonstrates a similar technique used to create images of computer-generated human faces that look shockingly like photographs of real people. So the next time Russians want to puppeteer a group of invented Americans on Facebook, they won't even need to steal the photos of the real people. Contrary to what you might expect, a world suffused with deepfakes and other artificially generated photographic images won't be one in which fake images are routinely believed to be real, but one in which real images are routinely believed to be fake, simply because in the wake of the inversion, who'll be able to tell the difference? How will you really know?
I just can't stop laughing about how he's beating this Russian horse to death. You know, it's like in a country where the Israeli military threatened to assassinate a senator to his face in the 70s, we're worried about the Russians making Facebook posts. I mean, really, come on.
I don't think this guy's worried about it. I think he's just pandering to it, basically,
okay,
to give people an example of... Because this guy's accepted this as reality. This is, like, what he's trying to explain is that there's so much fakery already, and it's only going to get worse over time. If you see an image of a group of people on the internet, it may not even be real. But what does it even mean anyway?
Well, then that means that all the photographic evidence from the Boston bombing and everything else
could all be faked. Everything can be faked.
Well, didn't you hear that the moon isn't really there? That's a projection by NASA.
And the Earth is flat. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line. Rooms are open and available to you. New Year's Eve edition. We're here live in the studio tonight, and we're going to be continuing after the radio show ends at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with our after show on Twitch, and only on Twitch, over at twitch.lrn.fm. Now, later on, because Twitch does delete videos over time, I do export the after shows to the lrn.fm YouTube channel, so there is an archive of those shows. But Twitch is a great live streaming platform, and that's where we're going to do it primarily. Twitch.
You don't simultaneously stream to YouTube as well?
No, I'm doing only Twitch.
Okay.
I want to draw people to watch us on Twitch.
I do that for free or talk live. I just
that's what I mean.
In general.
Oh, yeah, right now we're on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow you.
But for Free Talk Live, it's Twitch only. So tonight at twitch.lrn.fm. But I don't promote the YouTube feed just because it's lower resolution. We do Twitch because Twitch actually...
It's lower view counts, too. You know, when if you go look at...
the YouTube version?
If you went to LRN...
forever.
I know.
That's
if
true.
You went to LRN right now... Well, that's why we don't promote it, either. It's just an archive for
just
us.
Just there. Yeah.
If you go to YouTube right now, you've got between 1 and 5 people watching. But if you go to Twitch right now, I bet you got 30 people watching.
Maybe not that many, but tonight we will, because normally our Twitch-only show increases, because it's the only way people can watch.
Yeah.
So check that out. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitch as well, twitch.lrn.fm. We're talking about internet fakery. Will is doing topless
Mondays. Take it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No?
No. Right. No topless.
Okay. Is that haram to go topless?
Who, me? Yeah. Oh, well, anything from the navel to the knees is okay.
Okay.
Is like I can't show, but anything from the navel up. But, I mean, there's also, like... other modesty, like culturally.
I see.
So culturally, it would be seen as a sexual thing usually. So I wouldn't do it because.
But you weren't doing it for titillation purposes.
No, I just wanted to show off my Reading Rainbow shirt.
It's a nice shirt. It says I can go twice as high.
Yeah, and you can tell it's pretty old.
So we're talking about fakes. We're talking about fake ad clicks, fake people, fake clicking farms full of people actually clicking on things but not caring about it. People watching videos but not even be able to understand them. Bots watching videos, bots feeding videos to websites that are supposed to be real valuable websites, but they're actually just straight up scamming whoever it is who's paying them for the advertising that they were doing. And then the story here from the Intelligencer over at nymag.com goes even more into the sort of the bizarre, this is sort of questioning reality of, you know, whatever the internet is, whatever it really even means now that images can be faked easily. That's been around for a while with Photoshop, but now with the deep fakes, faking video is something that is getting into the hands of the average computer geek. And these deepfakes, I don't know if you guys have ever reported on them on the Call to Freedom, but it's a it's fascinating, and it's very persuasive.
Would you not have to have 360-degree coverage of the person's head in order to do that, though? It seems like it would look unnatural to just copy and paste.
Yeah, there are going to be some you know, there's going to be some limitations. Certainly somebody like a Barack Obama or Donald Trump, where, you know, you've seen them in the media from every possible angle, would not be a problem to create a computerized version. And we've seen this stuff. In fact, it was years before the deep fakes thing came out, several years ago.
Tupac is like giving concerts. He's been dead for 20 some years.
The holographic Tupac.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is still giving concerts. He's been dead for almost a decade.
But that's one thing when you're far away from an image on the internet. It's, you know, much more persuasive. There was a video years ago of George W. Bush. And you saw an actor, so it was a two-part, you know, two sort of half screens, right? So on one half the screen was footage of Bush at a podium. On the other side of the screen was an actor. And the actor was, like, keyed in somehow to this created Bush that they'd used whatever, however many scans or however they did it of doing this. But it was live. They weren't, the actor would say things, and it would come out as Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see in the one panel, the actor was saying what Bush was actually saying. And it wasn't original footage of Bush the actor was imitating.
Right.
It was original. They had him say something ridiculous.
That
I forget what it was.
Every single thing that you see on TV,
it could be fake.
Every piece of video evidence. Because, you know,
I mean,
if we
learned this in the 90s. We grew up hearing it.
Yeah.
If you can't trust anything you see on the internet. When did that change?
What I'm saying now is if we know about video technology like this now, that means the government knew about it 15 years ago.
Invented it.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, the government kind of sucks at whatever it does, but they might have paid people.
Their intelligentsia.
CIA
so
might have funded
CIA,
companies.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So that means that literally the entire Boston bombing thing could be fake. Every bit of it. All the video evidence.
The closer you get to today, the more likely it could be fake.
Every bit of it.
Today, it could all be completely fake. 20 years ago, it would be pretty difficult.
Makes sense why the FBI shot the only witness in his home after he voluntarily didn't flee to his home country.
So a little bit more here from the story, and then we'll continue. You can bring up anything you want. Such a loss of any anchoring reality only makes us pine for it more. Our politics have been inverted along with everything else, suffused with a Gnostic sense that we're being scammed and defrauded and lied to, but that the real truth still lurks somewhere. Adolescents are deeply engaged by YouTube videos that promise to show the hard reality beneath the scams of feminism and diversity, a process they call red-pilling, after the scene in The Matrix when the computer simulation falls away and reality appears. Political arguments now involve trading accusations of virtue signaling, the idea that liberals are faking their politics for social reward against charges of being Russian bots. The only thing that anyone can agree on is that everyone online is lying and fake. Says here, we ourselves are fake.
Welcome to the internet.
Which, well, everywhere I went online this year, says the article, I was asked to prove I'm a human. Can you retype this distorted word? Can you transcribe this house number? Can you select the images that contain a motorcycle? Man, these get pretty tiresome, especially when they hit you with five of them in a row. Yeah. Has that ever happened to you? It's not just one. It's not
I always
just
assumed it was because I made some sort of mistake and it wanted me to do it again, but it's just part of the algorithm, I guess?
There have been times when I've been certain there weren't any bicycles left, you know? And it still sends me another one.
Yep.
He says, I found myself prostrate daily at the feet of robot bouncers, frantically showing off my highly developed pattern-matching skills. Does a Vespa count as a motorcycle even? So I could get into nightclubs I'm not even sure I want to enter.
Show me the star, monkey. Show me the star.
Once inside, I was directed by dopamine feedback loops to scroll well past any healthy point, manipulated by emotionally charged headlines and posts to click on things that I didn't care about, and harried and hectored and sweet-talked into arguments and purchases and relationships so algorithmically determined it was hard to describe them as real. Where does that leave us? I'm not sure the solution is to seek out some pre-inversion authenticity, to red pill ourselves back to reality. What's gone from the internet, after all, isn't truth, but just the sense that people and things we encounter aren't what they represent themselves to be. Years of metrics-driven growth, lucrative manipulative systems, and unregulated platform marketplaces have created an environment where it makes more sense to be fake online, to be disingenuous and cynical, to lie and cheat, to misrepresent and distort, than it does to be real. Fixing that would require cultural and political reform in Silicon Valley and around the world, but it's our only choice. Otherwise, we'll all end up on the bot internet of fake people, fake clicks, fake sites, and fake computers, where the only real thing is the ads.
Well, that also kind of lends to the whole, constant feeling of social civil war that's happening on social media.
Because people keep talking about that on the radio. Well, they keep calling about it.
What happens when they create these AIs on Twitter and Facebook and stuff? They immediately turn into trolling racists, anti-Semite Nazis. So
that happened.
What happens when the internet is now full of these fake things that are built off of algorithms? We are going to be surrounded by fake accounts that are all
reflections of ourselves. It's important to remember, because that's what the AIs were.
Yep.
So, I mean, all we're really doing are creating... We're unmasking ourselves, I guess would be the best way to put it. We're just going, we're these disgusting, depraved apes, and we're going to go
here
with it.
Here it is.
Yeah. Well, what happens is when we see that reflection, we turn it off really quick.
Yeah. We go, wait a minute, this isn't really us.
Well, I would like to have seen how it evolved, because I bet that was how it came, you know, then.
You mean the robot that became a Nazi, how that evolved?
How would it have evolved if they'd have left it alone? Would it be like an insane SJW now, wanting to burn down the patriarchy and kill all cisgendered white men?
Well, that's always been my question, is where does Chris Cantwell go from here? I mean, does he become... Does he go trans? Does
he
go
becomes
Muslim?
Trans and Christina Cantwell. Yeah, that's what he goes.
He moves to Iran and becomes a trans Muslim. Boom, baby, boom.
The toll free number here.
Post-op trans Muslim.
855-450-free. Speaking of Muslims, we got the Uyghur story on.
I got a hijab for you at the house.
All right,
Chris. I got a bag full of niqabs too. If you want one,
it'll be right over. 855-450-free. I wonder what he's doing for New Year's Eve.
Crying in his beer and masturbating, probably.
Free Talk Live, Hour 3 is next.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.